Some refugee aid organizations in the United States are working to help people who fled Syria and will soon come to America. The groups are working hard because they believe that President-elect Donald Trump may stop Syrian refugees from entering the United States when he takes office. During the presidential campaign, then-candidate Trump criticized American government policies that let Syrian refugees enter the United States. The small city of Rutland, in the northeastern state of Vermont, will be one of the first American cities to receive Syrian refugees in 2017. About 16,000 people live in Rutland. VOA recently visited a refugee aid group in the city.
So these just arrived.
In a room at a church, Marcia Castle is opening a box full of homemade hats. The people who made and sent the hats also sent a card.
We've knitted these hats with love and hope that they help your heads and hearts feel warm.
Marcia's organization is called Rutland Welcomes. Volunteers have donated household goods, furniture, and clothing to help the Syrian families who are to arrive early next year.
We have some really active volunteers, about 200 volunteers, who are willing to step up to provide transportation, to set up houses, to collect household goods and furniture, to do tutoring.
Italian, Greek, and Polish immigrants built Rutland. More than 100 years ago, there were many factories in the city. But today, its economy is poor, and businesses cannot find the workers they need. Mayor Christopher Lauris showed VOA a very old photograph of factory workers in the city.
Look around them. There's a lot of short, undersized guys with dark skin working in that factory.
In memory of the immigrants who built Rutland, Lauris created a plan to bring 100 Syrian refugees to the city each year for the next several years.
We saw refugee resettlement as an opportunity not only to do the right thing, the compassionate and humanitarian thing, but also from a very self-serving perspective as a community, provide population growth to fill our jobs.
But not everyone agrees with the mayor's plan. City Treasurer Wendy Wilton says the city does not have enough money to support 100 refugees a year.
When I add refugee resettlement and its impacts on education and on community development and planning, it looked to me like it would be a 35% tax increase for Rutland City residents. That's a lot of money.
Mayor Lauris says Wilton's estimate is not correct.
The numbers were frankly fabricated, not just on the municipal budget side, but on the school side as well. And it's unfortunate that she chose to use such erroneous numbers.
Some city legislators are also unhappy with the mayor's plan. Sharon Davis says the mayor never talked about his plan with city officials or the community.
And I think if the mayor had taken the opportunity to respect and support the folks that he represents, we wouldn't be in this discussion at this time.
Although not everyone supports the plan, the first refugees are expected to arrive in Rutland in early January. I'm Jill Robbins.